Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 217, season 9. Today's date is May 6, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I will talk about bumper stickers from Chicago radio stations, my memories of that from the 70s and 80s. Also, I'm going to talk about Kinney shoes. So, this will be two very interesting topics. Okay. So I have a lot of ground to cover, but before I get started, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Raid Yard Guard. Oh boy, those commercials were classic. So here's a commercial from 1975. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back with the program. Thank you, everyone.
You're almost ready for the party. But first, you got to get rid of those bugs before your guests arrive. With Yard Guard. Raid Yard Guard. The outdoor insect fogger that kills bugs up to 20 feet away. Its powerful bug-killing fog penetrates the foliage. Yard Guard kills bugs now, keeps them away for hours. Jungle-tested Yard Guard.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Raid Yard Guard. I remember the commercials very well from the 70s and the early 80s, where they were animated, you know, with bugs. And whenever they were eating something, invading your home, and someone would mention Raid, and there's a can with eyes and a mean evil look, and he's spraying on them, and there's, well, before that they go Raid, then they got killed. So the slogan was Raid kills bugs dead. Yeah, so Yard Guard's still around, and so, and other products, so it's a good product. It really is. You can find them anywhere on any store you want. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about bumper stickers from Chicago radio station, also Kinney's shoes. Before I get started, I want to mention something. Someone's emailed me a message saying about my page, my Facebook page, Van Chicagoland. And he said, look, why aren't you on television yet talking about Van Chicagoland? You've been interviewed on the radio, newspaper, magazine, but not TV. People want to see your face. They want to see you talk about this. And I replied, I haven't been asked. You know, no one has ever asked me. You know, and he said, oh, this is mind-boggling. You should be asked because you have a great following, a huge following, and you know, you deserve to be shown. And I said, well, thank you, I appreciate it. And then there was another guy that said the same thing. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. He says, you got to do this. So the first guy said, I'm going to contact every radio, TV station, any local show, and demand that you be on. You know, you got to be interviewed. And then I told him, well, I'm flattered. That's great, but I don't know if it'll happen. You know, if they're interested, fine. It depends. It depends if there's an interest. Sure, there's an interest, but I don't know if there's an interest for. Like the general public to see me like that. Well, It would be beneficial, for me because I'm recognized anyway. But it wasn't like that. That wasn't the case at first. When I first started the page about 10 years ago, I was interviewed at a local paper that was in 2014. Then the radio stations came, about two or three, and then recently, I was interviewed by the Chicago Sun-Times and also Chicago Magazine, which is kind of cool. And but in the media, a lot of people in the media know who I am. They really do. They know. Famous people know who I am, and that's wonderful. I appreciate that. I just do my thing every day. I'm gratified by that. So who knows? We'll see. If they want me, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about bumper sticker. I'm going to talk about, excuse me, I'm going to talk about bumper stickers from Chicago radio stations and Kenny's shoes. So let's get started. My earliest memories of bumper stickers were the first one I could think of was the WLS AM or FM radio on 89 or 94.7. They had it was the yellow one with the Pepsi Cola logo. And I first saw it when I was in grammar school at Corrales. And I saw it on not on a car, but on a notebook, like a children's notebook. And it was so bright and beautiful, and so they not only you put stickers on your bumper, you put them on your textbook, your notebook, any place that's stuck like that. And I couldn't get that image out of my mind, for the rest of my life. It's still there to this day. And you didn't see much in the 60s, maybe a little bit, but not much. So, but the other earlier memory I had of the bumper stickers were when we lived in Ashburn, the Ashburn neighborhood in the southwest side of Chicago. My family, we bought our first car. It was a 1973 Mercury Montego. And I don't think I put the sticker. I think my brother did. He put WMET 95 and a half FM, and that's a classic rock station. And he put it there. And I used to see those in the neighborhood all the time. Also, it was a great radio station. Also, the Loop, the famous black and white one. I saw that on a lot of cars as well. And so those two radio stations, a lot of people miss the most, including myself. And like, for example, with Dr. Demento, and that was during high school. There was the Loop with Gary Meyer and Steve Dahl. And they had the Disco Demolition over there in 79. And also those commercials on TV and radio, with Lorelei with the t-shirt. And there were other bumper stickers from radio stations as well. Like, for example, there was WFYR, that was W Rock, that was there briefly, like in 1980. WFM 99, WDAI, that changed from. That was WLS and then changed that to 94.7 WDAI. They played rock music, then they switched to disco. A lot of people didn't care for that. I did a podcast episode about the transition of that. Let's see what else. There was also WBMX. There were so many. There were so many, but not just music radio stations. There was also sports stations and other general radio stations. Like, for example, WIND, still around. WGN 720. I don't. Maybe WBBM. let's see, yeah, AM. And also, can't think of the top of my head like that. Yeah, I can't think. I'll try to remember. Yeah, like I said, there were so many. I'm sorry I didn't mention other ones. It'll come to me like that. Oh, WCFL. Yeah, or WCLR 102. So WCFL, Super CFL. That was great. And when I posted about this the other day that I'm going to talk about it, the comments flooded, and they say, "Oh, I had these radio stations," but they assume I would talk about the radio stations itself, which is not true. I'm not going to do that because that's a whole different topic. It's just a bumper stickers like that. But today, I don't know if you see them or still sell them, maybe, or like they were a promotion given, for promotional reasons. Oh, another one was B96 back in the early 80s. That was a fun station to listen to. It really was in the early 80s. So if I think of one that's coming up, I'll let you know like that. Right now, I'm going to play a commercial from WFYR FM 103 and a half. And this is from 1983. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back with the rest of the show. Thank you, everyone.
The night janitor at WFYR eyes the microphone. A fantasy forms.
Live from Chicago.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's two Collins and a morning team on
fire. WFYR.
I come from a land down under.
One great song.
Ooh.
After another.
Forever.
WFYR plays more of the best music.
WFYR.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for WFYR FM 103 and 103.5. There were two other, no, maybe one radio station. There was WCKG, and it was 105.9, I believe. That's still that station's still around, but it moved, and it's. They don't do music anymore like that, but it was a great station in the 80s. It really was. I like that. And let's see what else. So I have very fond memories of that. I love seeing the bumper stickers on different cars like that. I don't know if you see them in the front of the cars. Maybe in the back, mostly the back of the cars, like that. I remember the record store Cruising Music that was on 79th Street and Springfield Avenue, right across the street from Bogan High School, and they had stickers on the window, like the Loop and WMET 95 and a half, like that. Oh, of course, WXRT, they had that, and WLS, they had that too. So people are still posting their memories on my page and Twitter, which is kind of nice. I'm glad you remember all that. So that's great. That's wonderful. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about Kinney's Shoes. I'll give you a brief history of that and some memories of that shoe company. Okay, so here we go. The shoe company was the G.R. Kinney Company, and that started by a man named George Ramanta Kinney. And that was found in like upstate New York, I believe. Yeah, like that. And all of a sudden, they started selling affordable shoes like that. And then it just expanded just from there. And then it just expanded through the entire United States. And at the time, it was one of the largest family chain shoe retailer. And then they broadcast the commercials on radio, then on television. And then in August of 1963, the company was sold to Woolworths, you know, and this was a subsidiary of the Brown Shoe Company. And it was renamed the Kinney Shoe Corporation, like that. So that's great with that. As for the locations of the shoe company, excuse me, I found an ad from November 6, 1975. And there were a lot of locations. I'm going to read where they were located, but not like exactly. So I'll give you a general idea of where they were located. I know one on the top of my head was at Fort City Mall. I have a photo of that in my group, the Classic Fort City Mall Memories. If you're on Facebook, you can check it out. I will post that someday and show it to you. Like that. So here we go. There were two locations in Aurora. There was one in Berwyn at Cermak Plaza, Bolingbrook. One I did go was in Burbank, and that was like 79th Street east of Harlem. I did that. And Carpentersville. Also in Chicago was there were a few in Chicago. The one I don't know about in South Shore, where I used to live when I was a little boy. I don't know if there was a kiddie store. I don't remember seeing that. But there was also one downtown on State Street, like that. But the one, when I lived in Roseland in the early 70s with my family, there was one on near 112th Street and Michigan Avenue, right near Gately's People Store. And I remember the floor. They had the Kinney's logo, you know, with the K, with the circle at the top of the letter K. Oh, that was great. That was nice. Also in Chicago Heights, Deerfield, Dalton, Downers Grove, two in Elgin, one in Evergreen Plaza in Evergreen Park, Glendale Heights, a few in Indiana, Gary, Griffith, Indiana, Hammond. Was there Hanover Park at the Dixie Square Mall in Harvey, Hillside at the shopping center, Hoffman Estates, Homewood. They had two locations, three in Joliet, one in Wisconsin in Kenosha. There was in LaGrange, Lincolnwood, Lombard at Yorktown Shopping Center, Markham, the Lincoln Mall in Madison, Melrose Park at the Winston Plaza, also at South Lake Mall in Maryville, also Mount Prospect, Mundelein, two in Niles, one in Gulf Mill. The other one was at Lawrencewood Shopping Center. There was two in Norwich, and there was one at Harlem Irving, also Riverside Mall in North Riverside. Also in Oak Lawn at the Green Oaks Shopping Center. That's at 95th and Cicero. I remember that. Palatine, Palos Heights, Park Forest Plaza in Park Forest, Round Lake Beach, St. Charles, Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg, the Bremerton Mall in Tinley Park, the Hawthorne Center in Vernon Hills, also Villa Park, two in Waukegan at Lakehurst Shopping Center. The other one was Belvedere Mall. Also Westmont and Wheaton. Okay. Phew. So anyway, one of the most memorable shoes that I ever owned from Kinney's was the Gas shoes, those Earth shoes. Yeah, I owned those, and they were kind of cool. They were suede and soft and comfortable. I wore them probably in high school, like that. Before that, I wore these NBA blue shoes, you know, the stripe one, with the white stripes, and they were blue. I wore those. That was kind of nice. I wore those. And I bought those at Ford City at the time when we lived in Ashburn. But the gas ones, they were nice. They were very comfortable. You know, it's like walking on a cloud. And their slogan, of course, is the Great American Shoe Store. You know, everyone remembers that slogan. Okay. So right now I'm going to play a commercial for Kinney's Shoes. And this commercial is features actor, dancer, Ken Berry. And he was famous for, he was well known for doing those commercials in the 70s and early 80s. So just sit back and enjoy and listen, excuse me. And when I come back, I'll talk a little bit about him and the rest of the things I will talk about in the program. Okay, so here we go.
Fellow Americans, stop dragging your feet. Wear kitties when you're going to go out on a date.
Look great.
But do you know your feet need a little love?
Kitty knows.
What an agonizing, enterprising, hard kind of day you spend working overtime. You.
Be a baseball.
You. When you shop. You need shoes for it all. I say comfort and style if you're young at heart or young enough to remember.
Come to Kitty and explore.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Kinney's Shoes, excuse me, that features Ken Berry. Oh, what a wonderful man. Wonderful dancer, you know, and he was in television everywhere, you know. My memories of him were watching on F Troop. That show was funny. Also, he appeared on the Carol Burnett Show a lot, and he had his own show, Mayberry RFD. He took over Andy Griffith. I have the Andy Griffith show. I have it on DVD. I ought to buy it on Blu-ray someday. But it was announced about maybe last week that the entire series of Mayberry RFD that ran for three seasons is coming on DVD. I'm going to buy that. I used to watch that on Channel 32, WFLD, in the early 70s, right after it went off the air. They used to advertise that a lot, you know. And so that was it was an okay show. It featured most of the cast from Mayberry. Only Andy Griffith appeared maybe a couple in the beginning, you know, with Opie. That was it. You know, I don't think Don Knotts was there. I think Don Knotts was there in the first episode or something like that. I think that's when Andy got married to Helen. So, Helen Crump, that is. So, anyway, he also, later on, he appeared on Carol Burnett, then he appeared on Mama's Family. But he's a wonderful dancer. Oh, my God. He's great. He was funny. He was also in an episode of The Brady Bunch. He showed like the, what a wonderful man. You know, and that's great. Fortunately, he died in, let me try to find out where he died. He died on December 1st, 2018. He was 85 years old. Okay. And, well, so as for Kinney's Shoes, you know, it was in business for quite a while. And, let's see. So, and then it's sort of, I think Foot Locker bought it in a way. I think they did. Yeah, Foot Locker bought it or renamed it. And then they went out of business, not Foot Locker, the group, and that is Woolworths. That was called the Vanarter Group, and Woolworths closed in 1998. Also, just the Woolworths stores closed, and also the Kinney's Shoes gone. The Kinney's Shoes closed as well, so they were gone. So sometimes Foot Locker is still around. Yeah, they still have their stores like that. Someone said that they still see the brand of Kenny shoes. I haven't seen it. I don't know. I haven't shopped there in a long time. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see about that. But the greatest memory of Kenny shoes were the commercials, shopping at the stores, you know, their famous, you know, the logo of the Great American Shoe Store. You know, it's another brand that's vanished. Okay. So that's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I discussed. I talk about bumper stickers from Chicago radio stations, also Kenny's shoes. I will do another podcast, probably Tuesday. We will see. Once this podcast is published, it'll be available wherever podcasts are. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel, Van Chicagoland Stories. You can subscribe. You know, just hit the subscribe button. Also, be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. And also on my blog, vanchicagoland.blog. It'll be there. Okay. So you just have to wait. It takes time to do that when I publish it. It takes like about an hour, maybe less. It depends like that. So it'll be available probably this afternoon. Okay. So that's great. So this is Pika Sinus, your host for Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm sorry, I'm rambling a little bit. Before that, I was recording the show. The phone rang. I hate that. And, you know, it's the landline, and I should have disconnected it while I'm recording, but I forgot. So, and it was nobody. It's just one of those annoying calls. Everyone gets that. Okay. So everyone have a great Saturday and the rest of your weekend. So here's bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.